Hi, Kingsley here. Today is April 2nd, 2014, and I just found radiation in food. The food is granulated kelp. I'll show you. Here's the glass dish that I'll put the kelp in. And here is the radiation meter measuring the background radiation. It's reading in counts per minute. So it's currently reading 40 counts per minute, 44 counts per minute, 40 counts per minute again. So you get an idea of what the background radiation is, 36 counts a minute. Now I'll add the kelp. Here it is. Evidently, it's from the coast of Maine. And I return the radiation meter to the kelp. And 32 counts per minute, 34 counts per minute, 38 counts per minute, 36, 38. Ooh, 50, 56, 68, 74. So, you know, I'm thinking the kelp is radioactive. However, the readings are fluctuating a little bit. So, I will actually perform a statistical analysis to find out how confident we can be that the kelp is radioactive or not. So here is basically how I collected the data to do the statistical analysis. I changed the radiation meter setting from counts per minute to total counts. So this number just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And then I set it down on the sample. And every 30 seconds, I'd write down the total number of counts that have occurred. And I'd enter that into the spreadsheet. Every 30 seconds, a new number. Well, the change between this number every 30 seconds is how many counts happened in those 30 seconds. And I repeated that 15 times. And I did the same thing without kelp in the dish. And that gave me a total of 30 samples, 15 with, 15 without. And that was conducive to the Mann-Whitney-Wilcoxon non-parametric test. My statistical analysis found that there were 32 counts per minute without the kelp and 67 counts per minute with the kelp. The Mann-Whitney-Wilcoxon non-parametric test said that the chance of that happening, if there really was not a difference between the kelp and the empty dish, was only 3 out of 1,000,000, which is a very significant result. So I wish I didn't feel the need to mention this, but I'm thinking that kelp is radioactive. Now, is it safe? I wish I knew. I'm afraid the answer to that is above my pay grade. But I don't think I'll be eating that kelp anytime soon. Today is May 3rd, 2014. I wanted to increase my pay grade, so I researched whether it's safe to eat radioactive kelp. I'll tell you what I think I learned. One,
food can be naturally radioactive. This happens if it contains potassium. About 1% of 1% of potassium is naturally radioactive. It's an isotope called K40. 2, the granulated kelp, like what I showed you, is about 10% potassium. 3, potassium is generally thought to be healthy, but I was wondering if it's healthy enough to offset its natural radioactivity. So I found not one but 2 scientific papers that both showed that the more potassium people eat, the healthier they are. So evidently the healthy parts of potassium outweigh the radioactive parts. This leads to a surprise. Number 4, if you want to find some really healthy food at the grocery store, bring a Geiger counter, hold it up to the food. If it beeps up, whoop, whoop, ooh, that must be really healthy. It has a lot of potassium. Another surprising conclusion. I have read at a Harvard website that our own bodies evidently hold about 5 ounces of potassium naturally. It's about 140 grams. So we're naturally radioactive ourselves. So, my conclusions. 1, I'm back eating the kelp. 2, I stumbled across a website called Kelp Watch 2014. And they say that they're hoping to publish this month, May 2014, the results of measuring radioactivity in kelp in various spots around the planet, particularly the Northern Hemisphere. So I think it'll be interesting to see what they find there. And finally, if I want to investigate this further, I suppose I'll have to shell out thousands of dollars for a more sophisticated radiation meter that can discern between the benign potassium K40 isotope and the more worrisome ones like cesium, uranium, plutonium. I checked around my local town and I found nobody who has one yet. So, that's my report. I hope you like it.